So we have a stranger in our midst. I'm pretty sure you're wondering who that is. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Kweku Asante.
Yeah. Why are you being so formal? This is State of Play.
Okay, so I'm Kweku.
Bismarck.
It's not Bismarck.
His original name is Bismarck.
AKA training to be a lawyer. It's like this one. They are all training to be lawyers.
Oh, I've told you, there's a difference between legal training and legal education. I have no such intentions of being part of the lot. I have made it very clear a long time ago.
So what's the difference between legal training and legal education?
Yes, one is vocational training. One is actually acquiring the knowledge in the sector. You see the difference. So you might not say end up being one of the substandard people.
Wow, I see.
Okay. So yeah, that's Raymond there. Those of you who are listening have been to law school. He says that one of those people. But anyway, we are talking about this fight between the NDC and the EC. Before we even come there, we'll spend some time talking about it. We can't, it would be remiss not to mention the back and forth happening between the protesters, the Fix the Candle Democracy Hub protesters, and the police, and the state. So when I say the state attorney general's office, because they are directly prosecuting the matter before the court. It started off at the circuit court. It's now gone to the high court because the protesters were arrested and there are a lot of issues around whether or not they've been treated fairly. So let's weigh in on that.
Yeah.
Now, my view on this is, I watched the protest. First of all, we should not forget, the reason why they were protesting was Galamsey. No right-thinking member of the society can ever tell me that they didn't have a justification to protest. I think that we should just agree with that. Or you disagree?
No. I mean, I think it is even shameful that we may be having the conversation about anybody having a protest over destruction of water bodies and forest. And, you know, I thought those things, we agreed on it 100%.
Yeah.
And today, I'm not sure there's anything anyone says, oh, yeah, let the legal money continue. So as for that, it is a legitimate quest. It's almost like asking people, you fail to do what you are doing, so I'm forcing you to do what you are doing in a protest. Yeah, really. It doesn't make sense for anybody to oppose that.
Yeah. We don't disagree with that.
I don't disagree with that. I think the basic premise that Galamsey is wreaking such a terrible havoc on our environment, and even the persons themselves who are involved in Galamsey, some of them that we know, clearly even pretend sometimes that illegal mining is bad. It's bad. So they keep telling people that don't do this, don't do that, don't do this. And so I think what people have genuinely raised concerns about are some of the excesses, quote unquote, that we're seeing there. I have my views on those. I don't think protest in and of itself are necessarily expected to be peaceful, quote unquote. The idea that if you go for a protest of say 100 people, 120 people, and there are 1, 2, 3 people who conduct themselves in a certain way, we should paint the entire protest in a way. Because if you look at how I think the police has handled this, it is almost as though the entire protest were marred by irresponsible persons. Of course, there are a few excesses, like burning political party paraphernalia. I don't think it served any purpose, really, if you look at the protest against illegal mining. So if you pick up a political party paraphernalia and you burn it, to what extent, how does that contribute to the cause? Okay, and I've seen the charge so far. I haven't seen anybody charged because they burned
really,
the shirt of a political party.
It's not a crime to burn a paraphernalia of a political party.
Oh, if you are destroying property.
What property? If you bought your own paraphernalia and you came to burn it. In this case,
no,
you're destroying.
I get you. That's different. Like I brought a shirt for home.
No,
deliberately went
to buy MPP flag.
I brought a shirt for my house.
Is there evidence?
I saw the protest, I felt that this is disgraceful. I no longer want to identify with this shirt. I bring out my shirt and put it in the fire and burn it. I get you.
You know what they do in the Arab world when they protest
the flags
and the burn it. In this case, I believe you're saying that they erected billboards and
other parts that were built. In fact, that even led to the NPP youth organizer and some NPP youth going there to confront a protest. I think that borderline did detract. Yeah, they did go there on the face. They did detract from the bigger
protest. But this for me is the part where I begin to also question some of the protesters, not all of them.
Yeah.
Because what are we talking about now? We're talking about the controversy that has erupted about the arrest and whether or not they were lawful or unlawful in the conduct of the protest, right? It has taken away from the substance of the protest. In fact, the only person I've heard who always draws you back to the reason is Nadingswa.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Any question you ask her,
she'll take you back.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if you
noticed. Yes. I interviewed her. I've heard you speak to her twice. Very consistent.
Very consistent.
It reminds me of Arafat those days. Very consistent. I mean, engagement, no matter what, that's the cause.
Yeah.
I get your point on that. But I actually feel the Arocha people did some protest yesterday also.
Yes.
And it didn't fly because it was
again,
really
depends on how you assess it.
Well,
it didn't fly here is that people are still not talking about it.
Nobody's talking about
protest.
It now. In fact, after the news coverage, it was gone.
But here's the thing. When we did a story about the Arocha, we're talking about the illegal mining. We're talking about illegal mining. But when we talk about Democracy Hub, they're not talking about illegal mining. They're talking about arrest, they're talking about whether they've been treated fairly or not, they're talking about whether they've conducted themselves fairly or not.
Okay, but Evans, I've been part of,
because you see,
protest.
Now this protest
has
divided opinions. It should not divide opinion. If you were talking about galamsey, it should not divide opinion.
But Evans, who has caused that? If the police did not arrest any of them,
no, but that's
we will still be talking
police,
about
did they give the police cause to?
Well, I don't think that the police had enough business to be arresting
them. First and foremost, I actually think that part of this blame should be at the doorstep of the police. This, you cannot protest here, claim they were making. And sometimes you should be fair. First, you go to court with this farcical thinking that, and Evans, this thing that we are playing with, tomorrow the police can take a view that they met whoever and they claim the frontage of Joy FM is national security, something.
Yeah.
You get what I'm trying to say? Arbitrary out of this, they may get somebody who will believe in the argument and actually grant them that.
In fact, the data suggests that not a single circuit court has denied an application for injunction by or a high court by the police. They almost always get it.
You know the funny part? It's the opposite in the UK.
Yeah.
The police will hardly even pursue that matter.
And he has always ex parte.
The chances of winning are very slim.
Yeah.
So that part, see, if we had these people go stand there, three clear days, the numbers, the highest they've arrested like 42.
Yeah. In fact, the entire protest, there was not a single day that they had more than 100 people.
See, that's the point. So if 42 people come to stand around, don't make noise, which might affect the service at Christ the King. But think about it this way. They stand in front of Kaiakin.
Yeah.
In fact, I think that the youth ministry is more than the number that's actually going to be there.
Yeah.
A single day service, let's say 6 a.m. or even 8 a.m., may pull out numbers more than the people who are standing there.
But the police didn't know how many people were going to go there at the time they were taking
See, these people, their projections. The first time, their first protest last year, the numbers were extremely low until
the last day when they were arrested and other things came up.
So me, I feel like sometimes when we arrest or threaten to arrest them, it works in their favor. It pulls out numbers for them rather. So all these midnight issuance of special operations, I felt was unnecessary. You had put yourself in the pole position for what they wanted you to do with them in the first place. But I also agree with you. You can, and because, see, I've been part of protest. Some go to protest with the actual mission in mind.
Yeah.
Some people too are rabble rousers.
Yeah.
They are also the term what they call it, compradors, came from that special agent provocateurs. Yes, came from that special group of people who are likely to cause trouble to be arrested, which may defeat the purpose of the demonstration.
Yeah.
But I don't get why everybody who holds a placard and shout, stop that, I'm saying, should be arrested.
In fact, the videos we've seen that were captured by...
And that was the Arocha approach. Yeah. Arocha was just positioning their protesters at vantage points.
Yeah, that's true. Because I saw one video, I don't know what they had done before, where two or so people arrived, they were just holding out the placard, they were arrested. Yeah. When you do that, you get a lot of support for these people.
Mm.
Essentially, we should appreciate that protest culture is part of venting, and we should allow people venting the democracy, or else what will be the alternative? See, all these things, I can go on radio and speak my mind because I feel something terrible wrong is happening in this country. You can do all of these things. If you let them vent, 2-3 days, they'll still go home. We'll come back to the same
conversation. But also, we shouldn't analyze the police's conduct without the context and the history to democracy have mm-hmm. and fix the country. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think we won't be fair to the police if we do that. Because if remember what has happened. This is the same group that at one point said we're going to have a demonstration and we're going to take AK-47s and guns to the protest. You remember? We sat here and we did a
state of play. But Mama did tell you that.
Yes. That statement, I remember.
Yes, yes. And you remember.
Oh, that's what now that you and Co are the new face of the, yeah, but, the democracy. But, in fact, that's, since that time, they stopped using the face the country for organizational
but this, but the individuals behind it have largely not changed. Yeah. So I'm saying, I remember we did the state of play here and we all condemned.
And again, when I'm even mentioning this thing, I have not included the conduct of going to take police,
and run away with it.
No, I think this is needless grandstanding.
Absolutely.
But I feel, even if police is trying to take your car, you see, this is a law enforcement grouping.
Yeah.
They act.
And then you can challenge it.
Yes. Yeah. Subsequently. Yeah. This is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
None of the people there would have died immediately if their car was taken.
I get the danger there, so
we should not. We can, and I support the protest 100%. I do not fear, in fact, I've said here that we should lay part of the blame at the doorstep of the police. But when you do things like that, it's almost like the way those days the Commonwealth boys will still find a reason
because
in front of the police headquarters to insult the police for reaction.
Well, so two things quickly. When it comes to first, Nakavama was, taking the key. I mean, generally, protests around the world. I think in Ghana, we are socialized to almost see protests and think that it must necessarily be so peaceful. When you look at France, there are persons who go and put manure and block a big road, right? Protests are supposed to cause some disruption. And this, Bakavoma's defense is that the police are throwing away the necessities of the demonstration, water, food that the protesters are going to use. And so they wanted to block it, and he took that and he threw that away. You can condemn that. I feel like sometimes the condemnation is silent on the excesses of the police throughout. We simply pick up one act of the protesters and blow it out of proportion. So I think that even if there's an excesses, the police can arrest Bakavoma.
Elsewhere, people allow people to do excesses.
They don't allow them.
They take the view that I will ignore this or ignore that.
Yeah.
Mm.
When they find that your conduct breach any of the laws, they can review later on, pick you up whenever they want. And I don't have a problem with that. You are an adult. You make decisions on your own. Then you are responsible for them. I hope you get what I'm trying to say.
And I think Bakavoma is facing those.
Yes, without doubt. Yeah. So I mean, I'm not one of those people who's going to excuse doing this or doing that, pretending that if I were on the ground and I behaved the same way, the expectation, the same grouping expected to protect me from somebody else, be an MPP full soldier attacking me, is expected to also make sure that I comply with the laws in the performance. In fact, the rule in the United Kingdom is that if distraction happens and we can't chase individuals, organizers have to pay for it.
Even in Ghana, it's the same thing.
The principle behind our law, the public or the act.
Yeah.
No, so I'm trying to put it in that perspective that you don't have the laws at your beck and call.
If you are a protester, it is a right, but it comes with responsibility.
Yes, all through.
Yeah,
I said that sometimes people feel. I mean, what's the point in wasting our time on these ones?
And I have said, as for Galamse, there is no room for being soft on the matter and wearing gloves when you're dealing with it. The gloves must come off. I understand that. There's a certain radicality
that's
required.
If he's going to get the results.
Yes. There's a certain radicality that is required to get results in dealing with this problem of Galamsey. I completely understand that. And I believe if organized labor, and I repeat, we should not analyze this without the context and the history to at least the individuals behind democracy have and what they've done in the past. And I think they've done a great disservice to a very legitimate cause. And a group that actually, at one point, was a voice for the youth.
Yeah.
And that, for me, is a pain. That each time they attempt to do something, it now produces a level of controversy that takes our attention off the core issues that they were protesting about.
And I believe
that is something that
they must look at.
They must definitely look at because you see, increasingly, when protests begin to now tear us apart, yesterday. On PNL, I spoke to Joe Kabonu, who obviously was is represents organized labor, he was making the point that he would have wished that, considering that organized labor and the Ghana Coalition Against Illegal Mining had all said that they have a demonstration, a planned, you know, series of actions that to lead to false government, that they would have come together as one united force and deploy. Of course, you can say strategy-wise, you let's have pieces of demonstrations in the build-up to that. So that's also strategy. That's fine. I get it. But the credibility of the protesters has now become an issue, right? And for me, the pain is, I remember when Face the Country came up, I felt for the first time, I'm getting a voice as a young man, that we can replicate the same social anger and aggression that led to change in other parts of the world. I mean, we recently seen what happened in Kenya. Of course, he had to turn violent for results, for us to see people will die.
But that's the point. So no. If there can be violence in Kenya, that can get results. Sometimes you have to excuse the little miscreants in the midst of that.
If you follow the Kenya protest, the guys who were behind, nobody knew, they were faceless.
It was
an organic eruption of anger by the youth. People that you don't know were behind it. You follow it?
Yeah.
And I remember seeing one of their statements.
And they even had to go back and go and check all these social media comments to see whether or not, I mean, are these people still the ones who put it on the ground?
Yeah.
It was an Arab Spring was the same. My point is, if you study the history of protests that actually have yielded results, especially in the last decade or so. Two, it's been protests that have been organically engineered.
Evans, that is
on
how,
social media.
Yeah, that is how that is how Fix the Country started.
But that's my point.
When Fix the Country started, Baka Fomo and Co were really being part of it. It was Kali J and the likes who started it. But when the strategy the state and the police deployed. In fact, when they said they were going to do protest, the police went to seek an injunction and stop that protest. That organic eruption, we would have seen it. But the police stopped that protest from going ahead. So, and that is how this person started radicalizing and say that, listen, if you don't meet the police with certain radicalism, you're not going to get results. In fact, every single Face the Country protest since that organization came to be has been met with an injunction by the police. Every single
Again, that's also what I have a difficulty with. It's almost as if the police is okay with the NDC going on demonstrations. No, even if their time is so, we can have an agreement on that. But when it comes to these people, it's not only the protest itself, it's the hard lines. Mm. You can't do this. There's no middle ground. Then later I'll suggest to you. But is it fair that if you're giving notice in July or whatever
period, then you wait till the last minute?
See, all of these things are impediments. You suggest that it's as if a group and you don't like them. Yeah. Or if the police takes the view that these people, there's a problem with them that we should all get to know, let us know.
Sue right from the start and sue on notice.
These things are becoming. That's why it's difficult to condemn them outright.
Mm-hmm. No, of course not. The cause is so worthy, noble, that you cannot criticize that cause. But then, for me, I come back to that history. That is really what is affecting the ability to be effective. And until they sort of purge themselves of that, it will be difficult. We're talking about Nadeshwar.
That's true.
How can you, if Nadeshwar was leading the, how can you fight? Any case against her?
When I heard you had been arrested,
that press conference, when we played the sound. We didn't even know the sound.
But it was, I don't know if you listened.
True.
It was so compelling. And remember,
I asked them to get her for me to interview.
Yeah.
I was insisting. I said, no, I want the woman. Then they're giving up. She said, no, sorry, I want that woman. My point was that this was a refreshing voice.
Absolutely.
And leadership that you cannot dismiss.
You can't.
And again, she's also not carrying any baggage over the period in a way that you'll come and make. And because when I saw her picture, I said, this woman looks familiar. Because I saw her in the protest of
the bondholders.
The bondholders. And she's always passionate about it. I mean, it takes something for her to get on board and be part of this. Maybe, and I was just saying that sometimes protest, you might have 50% being properly intentioned. You may have Yanum also being on board. Mm. You are going right. Then you think everybody is heading right. Then somebody is going left.
Yeah.
sometimes it's really difficult to control or get to know the person and the intention they bring on board.
Yeah, I mean, having said that, there's a few minutes to wrap, but let's go back to the original subject.
Oh,
yeah.
Which one?
Which is the
electoral commission.
Since we have a few minutes more, see, this is one of the most needless engagements in this republic that we should not even
let. EC matter.
Yes, it's really needless. It's not even get to. Demonstration.
But we saw similar situations in 2015.
See, me, I was counting the numbers, this one for this one against. The people are accusing me of only doing tabulation instead of bringing the issues out effectively. If these issues are raised today and there are trust issues, the same way today we bring in the Peace Council and others when groupings,
yeah,
you see, it took some very eminent people in this republic.
Okay, I've just seen a statement from the EC that sent to me. And just you go on.
Okay, it took some very eminent people in the Republic of Ghana to get the NDC to agree to go back to IPAC.
Yeah,
it took that. They were doing it on the low.
Yeah,
I know some of them because when you talk to them, say I can't come out and say because we are working on both ends. That is a third party breaking an arrangement with it. It is, and you should know this. In 2008, Afarajan was at Legon, the lecture Bagben did recently, the alumni lecture. He delivered a very powerful alumni lecture talking about the things that the various institutions are supposed to do if you want free and fair election.
Yeah.
I got the impression that Mark basically concluded free and fair elections is a pipe dream, that we should go for credible elections because it will also presume that the candidates are the same sort of resources are available to all and everything. The election management body ought to be seen as transparent.
Yeah.
The election management body ought to exhibit
as in the EC.
Mm-hmm. Ought to exhibit those skills in a way that you, if anybody raises a matter, yeah, you say this is preposterous. This is going too far.
This is where I stand on the matter.
Yeah.
I think there must be an audit.
I don't think everybody disagrees now.
Okay. But the MPP
disagrees. They say they'll hit the streets.
You know, and the reason why I say even for the MPP is in their interest to agree to
let it. The NDC be seen as rabble rousers who have no claim and yet
because remember,
they are making noise.
Do you remember? Yeah. The NDC actually, MPP actually set the tone before 2016 elections with a very comprehensive work they did from Togo and other countries.
Comparing pictures. I remember.
Exactly.
They said it was a West African register.
Exactly.
And that we are not done. We are in Ecuador, we are not doing West African elections.
And I think if you're applying that principle fairly, once a party raises a concern, right, don't just go on that concern and say we're going to do another, but if they provide evidence,
especially when it is the EC admitting that its officers in Pusiga had done illegal transfer,
and the EC also had said that they themselves had admitted that there were issues with it that they are trying to correct, right, and then the NDC goes ahead to say that we have actually the evidence to back this matter, and they did a presentation to civil society recently, so they had something, right. I believe what would it cost us as a country to say, okay, let's do an audit.
Audit confirms or refutes.
Right? Let's go on. Let's put a committee together that everybody else agrees on the membership. NDC says UNDP. Right? Okay, no problem. And let's do it. I mean, I don't see what it takes out of the process.
Yeah.
MPP says no, but only because NDC wants it.
Also because the NDC opposed them in 2016.
Exactly. No, I actually think that the position of the NPP should be that, and I heard Mark Manu say, when we said the same thing some time ago, they didn't back us. So go and pursue your fight.
We are not opposed to it. Because what then does it suggest, especially when there have been claims that the NPP and the EC are almost always singing from the same hymn book. And like I was saying, audits by their nature confirm or refute. If the EC insists there's nothing wrong with the register, you give it to a credible organization, they audit the register, they say, well, there was no problem. The problems were the ones EC raised and fixed them. We confirm, we go into the 2024 election, everybody satisfied.
And again, what prevents all of us from having the register projected on national TV and this audit being done to the hearing of all and the scene of all?
Yeah.
It's not our register.
You know, it's all of us.
It's not the register not displayed in public.
Yeah.
What is secretive about it?
Yeah.
I hope you get my point.
I get it.
I mean, we are making it look like this some big conversation. This one requires demonstrations and all of that. The EC will certainly compile a final register.
Yeah, and
they are helping you clean the system anyway.
And that is why I say also that, because I'm just reading the EC. This is EC's official response
to the demonstration
to the NDC. No, they sent a petition. Yeah, so this is now a written response, as Adrian Getia. And there's a line I want to read. It lays out all the processes that the EC is currently undertaking to clean the register. In other words, they're admitting that, of course, this is provisional register. Yeah. It is provisional only because inherent in that term is the admission that there are issues there that need to be
cleaned. It's not the final one.
Right?
Yeah.
And so the EC then goes through the process of trying to clean it to make it one valid document for us to use for the elections. And they conclude by saying, the above processes are ongoing and have not been exhausted.
Mm.
It is therefore our position that the call for a forensic audit is premature. So whereas I agree that there must be an audit, I also agree with the EC that before they arrive at the audit decision, let them go through, and by the way, this is a legal process. It's a process that is specified in law. In the CI that says do X, Y, Z till the point where you're done and then you say you have a final register. I would say that before we get to the audit, although I agree with that, let the EC finish the processes that is currently undertaking to clean
the final register.
When it is complete, they will now give that to the NDC and all the other parties.
Yeah.
They should at that point do their own internal assessment of that document. If they still find issues substantive enough to warrant an audit, at that point, the EC must commit to an audit. That's my position.
So it's about when?
Okay.
There's 72 days to election, by the way.
Yes, I get that. But
doesn't the legislation sort of specify
it
when?
It specifies when you must have a final register.
Yes, when the final register must be available.
Yeah.
I mean, see, at the core of this problem is the lack of trust.
Yeah.
Yes. So perhaps if we work on the trust element properly, and sometimes grandstandings make trust difficult.
We can't get it by the end of the year, by the way. Because of the deep-seated mistrust between the GMs and the EC and the NDC. I don't think
parties
72 days to election, I don't think NDC is all of a sudden going to say that we trust the electoral
commission. No, you don't have to. Why? If they actually do an audit today.
Yeah.
Mm. Probably I'm trying to say. If they do the audit today and there are issues found, who will fix it? It's not the same EC.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's not as if the end of the conversation, so you're going to recruit a new EC to come and fix it.
Mm.
So they have to work together.
Yeah.
And some basic elements of that working together will require trust. Because whether until anything happens, they are still the ones going to manage the election. I always have had difficulty with, and if this is what the EC said from the beginning, I actually think it will be easier to understand.
But that's what they said from the beginning.
Really?
They said from the beginning that
It is too early to do.
NDC is complaining about is prima. It's provisional.
And that is what the exhibition was even supposed to do, to highlight the problem
and so that they can fix it during the
period. Yes, but the NDC insists that they seem too much to trust the Electoral Commission to fix it.
If you do an
audit and it brings out all the problems, then we'll set up a committee and implement it led by the Electoral Commission.
So this timeline that the EC is giving, when will it end? Is it next week, next month? When is the final register?
We should go to what the legislation says about timelines for fixing this.
So if we know it's end of September, which has a couple of days to go, then we know that this is not a big deal that we should have the conversation big time over and that we should not be worrying ourselves. I actually think, elections are important. So we should all try, and especially for a democracy, that the main element is elections.
Mm. If you look at the timetable the EC provided, they wanted to submit the final voters registered to political parties on Thursday, 5th September, 2024. That is long gone because of the kind of disputes that we've had around it. So
the EC in this letter to Asedu Nketiah is also committing to do a few more things to try and clean the register. It says the commission intends to implement an online exhibition of the PVR, because that's also another issue that the EC has raised in it, at no cost to registered voters. Voters will be able to report and on anomalies with their details within a time frame to be made available to the public. The voters register will be displayed online until election day.
Mm.
So the practicality of this is, so the day before the election,
if somebody finds a challenge,
what do you do? so again, it's also about how practical the EC's own prescribed solutions are. It all comes down to the time. When the issues can now be resolved to the point where
so that if you have a timetable you are dealing with, and we know it's ended at September or the next month, I mean, I've heard the NDC say that it won't take up 2 weeks for this audit to be done and all of that. Again, what is really wrong with we say, okay, you have a plan, right? Let's all come together. You see, this your plan is yet towards the same what they call the one. Let's just clear with an audit. We know that we have 3 months or so to an election. That it can be dealt with.
72 days.
The difficulty I see with this process is, if assuming the EC even wants to admit to do an audit now, right? And they actually do it. You know the EC can be sued. Because the process of cleaning up the register is a legal process.
Yeah.
Specified in law. That's the process that you need to take. So if you haven't exhausted it, and then you go and do an audit before you actually fully fulfill the terms of the CI that prescribe what to do. So I'm not going to court and say, but this is what the law says you should do. And you're doing an audit because the NDC asked for it, right?
No, so, but again, probably even concerned about the precedent is set for the future.
For
the,
exactly.
I mean,
that's what I'm saying. I think the best way out of it, the compromise position.
Legal systems are towards an end.
I get you.
Legal systems are not irrational.
I understand you.
That when this is a better way of cleaning the system, you can say, oh, the law says wait for 54 days.
I see a situation.
Because now Abik said the first that he will drag it to court.
If they even attempt
anything close
to that.
But the party came out officially to come in.
So if I were there, EC, I would expedite the legal prescriptions for cleaning up the register, right? So that you can give it to them in good time, so that the NDC at a point can do their own audit of it and then tell us if now their issues have been resolved or not.
Yeah.
At what point the EC, if NDC returns with issue, you have no other reason not to do this audit.
I think I agree with that.
Point. I mean, I for me, that's the only compromise that should work. But you see, the EC must also communicate this. I think the EC should communicate the fact that if we finish the process,
we will do what you're asking for.
Yes.
If it comes to
that, yes.
Yes. I think that is the communication
because
that
we ought to be here is that no, we are not going to do it. Yes, you do it.
Because
yes,
you see, I mean, you say that it's premature.
It means that it's sitting on the table.
Exactly.
If you get to a point, you have to do it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, but you need to go the next step to say, yes, it's premature now, but when we complete and you still have issues, we will do.
But is this a middle ground?
Which one?
Has AC moved to the middle now?
No, this has been the position all along.
No, in fact, but I think this is a bit toned down from when
the problems. And I think that's progress to me, frankly. That there should be more middle lines on these matters so that we can get to it. Because if the vision is an election which is credible and the register is critical in that particular, we all would agree we need that.
Yeah.
Except if you do not agree with that vision,
yeah.
I hope you get the point.
Yeah.
But in this country, sometimes the smaller issues cloud the bigger issues and make it look like those are the issues you ought to sort out first.
Yeah.
Okay. Things that we expect old men to sit in bed and resolve.
Here too, it says, finally, before we close, we invite your team to the discussion table as we believe it will afford us the opportunity to demonstrate to you that the discrepancies detected in the PVR have been resolved. So I say, it won't also cost NDC anything to go and sit with the EC, demonstrate to us that you've indeed resolved it.
The EC, there's nothing wrong with putting it on TV. Show it on TV. Not NDC is sitting there. EC is sitting there. Even the MPP can't.
Well, the NDC requested
put it on TV.
Live.
Let all of us watch it.
Yeah.
Let us all see that what they are doing is
right, right.
Yes.
Then you take this NDC response.
This is what we fixed.
It's as easy.
Yeah, they should do
so
it.
That nobody will come tomorrow and say, oh, they want to beat us and they disagree. We agree.
I agree.
Yeah, let them be transparency around it.
Extend an invitation to the NDC. You have to now box the NDC into a corner.
Yeah.
And that we are coming to now also demonstrate to the country
that's
that all your, because now they have a petition.
That's true.
The petition, I believe, spelled out NDC
issues.
So extend an invitation to them. This one is not enough to say fix a date. This day, from what you're saying, we are going to illustrate to you, demonstrate to you that we fixed it. Come and it will be open. Media will be there. Let's go through it.
And even if we find new ones, what's the problem? Can we fix it right now?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if it takes, because we took like 3 days to do the Alisa conference, you remember?
Yeah, of course.
Some stations took it live.
Yeah.
All the presentation
it can be done.
It's not a big deal, right? Let NDC ask all the questions, and when they are done, there are still gaps. You then give yourself time to fix those gaps.
And you can move on as a paper.
Yeah, but because this is critical. For me, this is absolutely critical.
Because if we don't take care, this will be a more even for us,
yeah,
we will spend all the time covering new or old audits or no audit matters.
Only this morning,
we have very little time to discuss the very issues that will govern the next 4 years.
I say that Galamsey will kill us eventually, and it's killing us. But if we get elections wrong,
electoral violence.
Okay, then
the death will immediate. Yeah. You know, so we beg them. Enjoy the rest of your day. By the way, I need to read a few of your messages before we close. I need to do that. Because a very good friend of ours reached out on the first conversation we had. Right? And he had a very important input that the problem is our perception. Evans, when George Floyd demonstration happened, there was arson and vandalism, yet no one lost sight of why people were protesting. Check if anyone was prosecuted in the U.S., in the United States, even though arrests were made.
Yeah.
Check if the press and citizens focused on police atrocities or the lawlessness. This can be applied here. Deliberately, we are being diverted to focus on the demonstrators and the police than Galamsey. In the meantime, pharmaceutical manufacturers in Ghana are contemplating importing water to make medicines. When our medicine prices go up, we can continue talking about the protesters and remand.
That's medicine prices have been skyrocketing already.
You take a lot of medicine, so you should be
medicinal.
Don't worry. Your time will come.
So yeah, I mean, I agree with that. I think it's just sad that we've moved the whole focus has moved from Galamsey. We are talking about, you know, we need to return to that. And for me, that's why I like the Nadingswa approach. But the Nadingswa approach always brings you
will not miss the point
to the issue.
You will get it. Even if you try and ask about timelines.
To be frank with you, the day organized labor decides to go on the street on this matter, I will join them.
That's a huge force.
I will join.
And again, they can only skip that. But they say end of the month.
Monday. Yes.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I expect the MPP guys to join because that's what Galamsey did.
Yeah. Because we all. In fact, we may be divided on process.
Yeah.
But as for the
illegal mining, you can't say you're not fighting it. You know.
Except maybe you are doing it. Which is the minority in this country.
You either join the call to end it or you are telling us that
you are a beneficiary
of it. Enjoy the rest of your evening.